I'll invite our elders, some of our elders, to come and prepare to serve communion. This is our opportunity as followers of Jesus, as those who have been given new life in Christ, to have their sins paid for through the blood of Jesus, who are clinging to that, that only, that completely. This is our opportunity as brothers and sisters in Christ to share communion, to enjoy this unity, this blood-bought unity that we have, and to reflect on what it cost, what Jesus paid so that I could be in a right relationship with Him. Our sins have made a separation between us and God. Somehow that needs to be dealt with. God doesn't just sweep our sin under the rug, pretend like it's not there, ignore it. He wants us to see it, to acknowledge it, to recognize that's confession. To acknowledge, yes, God, this displeases you. I'm a sinner. I'm in need of your grace. I have no hope outside of Jesus. And run not away from him to hide, because there's no place we can hide from an omnipresent God, an omniscient God, God who knows everything, sees everything, is everywhere. But we run to him and say, yes, I'm a mess, and you already know that. But would you clean this mess up? Would you, by the blood of Jesus, wash me clean, make me new? That's what baptism symbolizes. That's what baptism pictures is the water washes us physically from dirt. The blood of Jesus washes us clean from the filth of sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses us, makes us clean, makes us new, so that we can enjoy a relationship with God where we don't stand before him condemned. We don't stand before him in shame and guilt, wearing our sin. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ as we put our trust in Jesus. He clothes us in. Throughout the Bible, it talks about being in Christ, being in, found in him. We're clothed in his perfect righteousness. So when we stand before the Father, if we're trusting only in Jesus, the Father looks at us and he doesn't see Rodney the sinner who did this and this and this and has guilt and shame. No, he looks and he says, I see the perfect record of my only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. That's credited to my account. My sin was credited to his account on the cross, and he paid that price in full. When he cried out, it is finished. To tell us that it's paid in full. That's a beautiful salvation we enjoy as members of the body of Christ. So, we'll serve you if you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust only and completely in him, you're welcome to, as part of the body, take our sustenance as the body. We run to Jesus for our strength, for our sustenance. Take bread, take juice, reminders of his body broken, his blood poured out on the cross to wash me clean, to make me new. Hold that in your hand and reflect on the body, that you are a member, a part of this thing, this beautiful thing called the body. Once we've all been served, I will take that together as the body of Christ. Father, thank you. When I was far away, when I was a rebel against you, you set your heart, your love on me, and you sent your only Son to be my sacrifice, my substitute. Jesus, thank you for willingly, humbly becoming one of us so that you could take my place, pay my price, purchase my forgiveness. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming in, creating new life when there was only deadness and darkness and hopelessness. Thank you for giving me eyes to see the cross as my only hope. Thank you, Father, Son, Spirit, for pursuing a sinner like me, rescuing me, making me new inside. giving me the gift of relationship with you, restored, reconciled, whole. Communion with a God who loves me that much, and with my brothers and sisters who I'm born into this messy, beautiful thing called the family, the church. Thank you for these amazing gifts. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. It's all because of you, Jesus. His body on the cross broken for your sins, taken in. His blood poured out to wash sinner clean, to make us new inside. Drink.